We continue on Ayin Dalet Omid Beis on the top at the Mishnah. Gast shel Evan shezavsa ovid kachavim menagva vitora v'shel eitz Rabbi Omer yinagev v'chachamim omer miyikolav asazeves v'shel cheres afa v'shekolav asazeves areizu asura. So three categories for us to keep in mind in this Mishnah and Gemara. We have the wine press, one which is stone, one which is made of wood, and one which is made of cheres. So, the question is, now we're discussing the halachas of koshering to a certain degree. So if you have a stone press that was pitched with tar by an Ovid Kachavim, you can, in order to kosher it, all you have to do is just be menagiv it, just rub it off. We'll do a niguv. We'll find out later on that niguv means using ash and water, but that's what niguv means for the time being. Why do we need to do niguv? What's the concern? So if the Ovid Kachavim pitched the press, why would that be an issue? So Rashi explains that sometimes they would use wine, a little wine, to get rid of the smoke as a result of the pitch. So that's wine would be potentially ayin nesach over here, and that's why if you do the niguv, you'll be able to remove whatever of that little bit of wine that became absorbed into the press. So that's appears to be a divrei hakol statement. However, what about if it's a wooden press? So that's machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rebbe says do the same niguv, it's fine. That even though maybe it might absorb a little bit more, but we'll assume that wood absorbs the same as stone, according to Rebbe. However, Chachamim say yiklof as a zeves. The Chachamim say you do kiluf, you have to peel it off. It's a serious job for koshering, because so essentially you're making it new, because it absorbs a lot. So, yiklof as a zeves. You have to peel off the pitch. How about cheres? What about earthenware? Even if you did the kiluf, it's still going to be usher. It absorbs so much that we're going to usher it as well. Okay, so that is the statement in our Mishnah. That certainly the last statement will also be something which is not ledivrei hakol, as Rashi points out. But right now the assumption is everyone agrees with the cheres. It's absorbs so much you can never get anything out. So now the Gemara begins as follows. Rava makes a distinction between what's called zafsa and darachba, putting the pitch onto the press versus darachba, which means that you're trampling on the grapes with using the press, which also causes the press to absorb some of the wine done by an Ovid Kachavim. So says Rava, Dafka Zavsa Aval Darach Balo. Says Rava, when are we going to say that that Nigov works? That's Dafka by Zavsa. That's when you do pitch. So the way you can get rid of it from the wine from the pitch is through Nigov. Aval Darachba. But if it's just the Darachba and there wasn't any pitch, then low, then there is no issue. All you need to do, Rashi says, is hadacha, just a little cleaning off, and that's all you need. Gemara says pshita zafsa tanan. That seems like it's obvious because it says specifically by zafsa where you need to do niguv. Implication: if it's something darachba, then it wouldn't need niguv. Ma'u datema hua din afilu darachba. I would have thought that no, maybe that darachba is the same rule that you need to do niguv. Haidik tani zafsa orcha de milsakatani. And the reason why it says zafsa is just because that's the normal way that it happens. It's pitch that's placed by the kachavim, and it's more common than the overkacham trampling up using the grapes using the press. So that kamash malan teaches otherwise, that you would think that it's all the same. Kamash malan that it's, but when it comes to says we need Rava's statement to tell us that darachba you only need hadacha. Darachba is a step lower. Igita amri, there's another version to learn it and actually learn it the other direction. Amar Rava davka zavsa, aval darachba lo sagila beniguv. It's only zavsa with pitch where we're going to be makel to allow you to do niguv. But if you do darachba, it's not enough to do niguv. You're going to need to even do more, potentially because there's so much more pressure that the Ovid Kachavim is placing into the press by by pressing the by trampling on the grapes by the press. Pshita zafsa tanan. Isn't that obvious? It says zafsa, meaning we'll be lenient by zefet by zafsa, but more machmir about other things. I am not to say that darachba is the same rule that the nigav would work. Dafka zafsa, aval darachba lo sagila b'nigav. No, but zafsa, but darachba is different. You need to be more machmir when it's darachba. How do I know this? Kiyahuda asala kame to Rabbi Chiyah. We have a story. There's a fellow came to Rabbi Chiyah. Amrle havli gavra de dachi le ma'atarta. Find someone for me who can purify my wine press. Amrle le Rav. So he went to Rav and Zir says, go, Zil Bade, go with this guy, Rav, help him out. V'chazi delam tzavchas alai be midrasha. Just make sure that they don't make fun of me in the shul, in the base medrash. In other words, do it right. Make sure you get this hechsher, this koshering done properly. Azul. So he went, Rav went, Chazia da havashia tve. So he examined this press and he saw that it was very smooth. And if it's very smooth, he said, Amra, havada binigav segala. This is only gonna nigav. I'm not gonna need a very deep type of koshering because it's very smooth, so it probably didn't absorb a lot. However, Bahari da Kazil Fasi, as he was going back and forth, Chaza, as part of the nigav, I guess, Chaza pila mituse, vechaza da havimali chamra. He found a little bit of a wine or a grape under at the bottom of the press, and he realized it was filled. This was filled with wine, and therefore now there's reason to be concerned that this is Yayin Ezach. And what do you see here? Amar, what did he say? Halo sagla b'nigav ela b'kilav. He said this is not nigav is not going to work for this case. Only kilav is going to work. Why would a nigav work? Potentially, what's the reason why this pila was stuck in there? It's from the darachba. He was trampling on the grape so hard, it got lodged into that area. So as a result, you can see that it requires so much more pressure that the absorption into the wine press is so much more significant. And therefore, in order to kosher it, nigav alone won't work. You would need to do it the next level. The next level is kiluf. And therefore, you see from the story, and that's what Rabbi Chiya was saying to Rav, Chavibi, Chazi delo mitzav chasalai bei midrasha, make sure that in the base medrash they don't make fun of me, make sure you do this right. And Rav was able to ultimately make the right call in the psak, which would require kiluf. So you see again, a rai from here, for the second, the Igad Amri, that if it's darachba, you need kiluf. As opposed to the first understanding, if it's darachba, you only need to do a hadacha. So those are the two different ways to understand the statement of Rava. So it's either way, the Mishnah says zafsa has one rule, darachba has another rule. Either it's lakula or it's more machmir, but it's certainly not the same as zafsa.